I just got my new camera in, so I'm going to start doing a lot of video stuff.
Get some YouTube vids.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
I'm going to get, I got a GoPro that my stepfather gave me. And I have to get this thing, though. It's like an HD camera link in order to make it a webcam. And then it transfers the HDMI to a USB, and then you can use it as a webcam. But that's like $120.
Okay.
But I want to be able to do video for my podcast and then do like other podcasts, like phone in. Do
I'm
Zoom,
probably going to have to buy
like
the same
that.
Thing. I got the camera, and it's Ben Zweig recommended the camera, and it's Canon M50. It's a beautiful camera, if anybody knows photography and video. They're making movies with this damn camera. It's really ridiculously powerful for the price.
I mean, even if you have an iPhone 10.
Yeah.
I mean, the
gorgeous.
Really
they're making movies with iPhones.
Hell yeah.
If you know what you're doing. So I've been doing so much research on everything when it comes to video and photography, because I really want to start doing some YouTube. I want to do a streaming show and revamp the podcast where, you know, I blasted out video and audio all at the same time and revamping my studio right now. I went and got the Rodecaster, the mixer that you have and Ben has.
Great piece of machinery.
Oh, man, it's beautiful. So
the only thing I don't like about that damn thing, I want to be able to use the USB as an in and an out.
Right.
I want to be able to play music and also record, and I can't do that.
There might be a way, maybe.
No, you can't.
Somebody was calling in and I hung up on you. Call right back. Sorry about that. Okay. Well,
that's the only thing I don't like about it, but
yeah.
Once they fix that, I mean, it sounds great for, I mean, it sounds like you're in a radio studio.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
I'm going to hook up the Comrex. There's something where I can't be here and I can do it from home for some reason or another. We won't miss a beat when it comes to the quality.
Yeah.
And maybe even be able to do some stuff with other markets within, you know, Cox or something, maybe down the line if they wanted me. You know what I mean? You never know. Maybe they got a station in North Dakota that needs a show, and I can do it from my house.
I would just move there at this point.
I would love to.
If I got a job,
I'd love to.
The winters would be rough.
Yeah,
but
I don't care.
I'm so sick of living in the city. My plan was when I considered my future, when I thought about that, I was like, I'll just live in the big city for I'll just work there, and then when I retire, I'll just go to Montana.
Sounds
good. Now I'm I'm ready to go to Montana.
Yeah. I used to dream of living in New York City and doing comedy there.
Not now. Pinellas County is too big. I want to get out of Pinellas County.
Now that I've seen how crazy it is with the pandemic and all the protests, how crazy New York City could be, I'd like to visit, but that's about it.
And like you said, you could be, if you ever, you could do broadcast to New York City from your home.
Absolutely.
From a $25 Comrex app and a Rodecaster, you could 100%. Totally do a radio show. So, I mean, I know that even Mike and Galvin, Bobby Kelly, they were at Mike's house today.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
They piped in. Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Sounded great. Fine.
Damn it.
Yeah,
I bet it did sound awesome. So really, really cool what we're able to do nowadays. God, I sound like an old man. Hey, he did a radio program.
I'm blown away. I'm a radio nerd. I like radio and stuff.
Yeah.
And just the technology behind it. I know when you were a youngster as well, and even when I was a little kid, I remember you'd have to go out with the vans, and they would have that tower that went up, and it had all this a cool looking buttons on there, and it was and now that's replaced with just a little tiny little box.
It's beautiful.
It's technology is amazing.
Well, think about how we had to make phone calls at that time. You know,
had to do the rotary thing. I had to go to an operator. Hello. Hi there, big boy.
Punch me into Sheriff Johnson, will you? Oh, Sheriff Johnson, coming right up there, pal.
Number three.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime girl.
Let's grab some phone calls. You're on the Johnny B Show. Who's this?
Hey, it's Joe.
What's up, Joe? How can I help you?
Hey, you were talking about saying the Pledge of Allegiance and not grasping what it really meant when you were a kid.
Right.
If you could you look up the Articles of Conduct for POWs and read? There's five articles.
Right.
And when we were going through boot camp, I learned about those and we read those. And, in the middle of the night when everybody's stressed out and everything, as a group of 100 guys, we'd all sit there and recite those five articles. I think it's five or six articles. And it really puts the gravity on you of what the flag is, what people are doing out there to protect us.
Right.
And I guess it's what, when you're captured and you're a POW, you're supposed to just, I'm an American. I will not give you any information.
Uh-huh.
It's they're pretty pretty strong words and really give you a grasp of,
do you remember
of what
them?
The flag in America is about.
Do you remember? I got them pulled up here. It says, Article 1, I am American fighting in the forces which guard my country, my way of life. I'm prepared to give my life in their defense. Article 2, I will never surrender of my own free will. If in command, I will never surrender the members of my command while they still have the means to resist. Article 3, if I am captured, I will continue to resist by all means available. I will make every effort to escape and aid others in their escape. I will accept neither parole nor special favors from the enemy. Article 4, if I become a prisoner of war, I will keep my faith and my fellow prisoners. I will give no information or take part in any action which might be harmful to my comrades. If I am senior, I will take command. If not, I will obey the lawful orders and those appointed to me. And this, I guess, this is the big one because it's highlighted on Wikipedia for whatever reason. When questioned, should I become a prisoner of war, I am required to give my name, rank, service number, and date of birth. I will evade answering further questions for the utmost for my utmost ability. I will take no oral or written statements disloyal to my country and its allies or harmful to their cause.
Well, but you're an adult and you can comprehend the words. My point was at 5 years old.
But that's our part as being, you know, living the freedom here is to just say that Pledge of Allegiance. I'm not telling you, you know, when you're being tortured, don't give up any information.
Right.
Just saying, pledge your allegiance to the flag and understand what's going on for you.
Yeah, no, I have no problem with the Pledge of Allegiance. I just think that you should be old enough to understand what a pledge is, that you're old enough to make a decision that your heart and soul is into something. Instead of just having a kid blindly saying words, you know, it's just there's no substance.
Those articles used to be like sewn into the jackets of like guys back in the day, you know, the bombers and stuff. Just be crazy to be in that situation and just have the strength to read that and recite that to people about to, you know, do bad things to you.
Absolutely. It's one of the reasons why, just one of many, many reasons I have the utmost respect for our military, because they have.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Yep. Have a good night.
Take care, pal.
See you, man.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, they have something that I will never have. You know what I mean? They have that extra, you know.
Chutzpah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
like,
balls.
Like, I'm not a big, giant pussy, but compared to those guys, unbelievable. You know, I had an uncle that died in Vietnam, and I had another uncle that was in the military, and he's still alive, and I'm still afraid of that guy, and he's an old man now, and I'm like, he's always a badass to me. Even like when he was in his 40s, he was ripped, you know, and he'd come over and he'd pick me up and throw me up over his head. Not when I was an adult. He's not a goddamn superhero, but when I was a kid, he just, hey boy, come here. And I was a fat kid. He's pick me up and toss me in the air like a pizza. I was like, God.
That's why men were men.
God damn, Uncle Rocky. His name's Rocky.
That's a great name.
He's a badass. Yeah. Honestly, he's a dick. But he's a badass. You're on the Johnny B Show. What's up?
Hey.
Hey. How can I help you?
You're talking about military.
Yeah.
I have a great-grandpa. He's dead now.
I'm sorry.
He served in the military. He served in Vietnam and World War II.
Wow.
And he was, like, one of the very few people who actually got to break into the secure room where Hitler was.
What?
To find him dead.
Shut up. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm not joking.
He get any pictures? Maybe have a Polaroid with him?
No.
Oh, that sucks. That's crazy, though. Was he ever alive when you were alive? Did you ever hear any stories from him?
Yeah, he had... What is it again? Alzheimer's?
Yeah, dementia,
so he
Alzheimer's.
He remember everything clearly, but he remembers he says he remembers everything from the war vividly, and he wishes he didn't.
Yeah, and that sucks if he's suffering and with memory loss, and the only thing he can remember is the worst stuff. Well, I bet you have a lot of pride in your little young heart for your great grandpa and all his sacrifice.
I do.
Good. All right, man. Well, thanks, buddy. You take care of yourself. Make sure you go pee pee before you go to bed. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. I say it to every kid that listens, like they all wet the bed, because they probably do. Johnny B Show, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Danny from Shreveport.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
So you have so many social medias. You know what your next one has to be, right?
What?
OnlyFans.
Oh, dude, I'm ready. I'm ready. Yeah. Seriously, I'm tired of working hard. I'm ready to get in there in a thong and smash cakes on my belly.
No, I mean, they're not all about that, because, I mean, some people actually have OnlyFans just because they want to promote their brand or their, like, they're like, oh, check out my new stuff, but you have to pay $5 to check out what the new stuff is.
But if somebody's going to give me money, Dan, I want to really give them something back. You know what I mean?
Give them a comedy show, then.
Oh, they can go to a comedy club and get that.
When they see his penis, they'll be laughing.
They'll laugh a little bit. Come on now, let go!
What if...
All right.
What
all right.
if they just don't want to be out, you know?
Yeah, maybe they can see the boobies too, guys.
Nice.
Hey.
Right.
So you're going to need a wide lens camera. Come on now.
You got that new camera at least. You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm fat. Come on. Sorry.